Well, good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, unfortunately, we were not able to meet together as a church in person, but we were able to gather online. I hope you got a chance to join us. I know some of our life groups got together to watch that together. We'll be doing that again this Sunday, gathering online, and I want to encourage you to join us and to pass that along to others using social media. It's a great opportunity for digital evangelism, if we can call it that way. You can find that through a variety of ways. You can find it on your LifePoint Ohio app. If you don't have the LifePoint Ohio app, I'd encourage you to go to the Google Play Store or the App Store, search LifePoint Ohio, two words there, LifePoint 1 and then Ohio 1, and you can download that. You can go to the media tab and find our messages there. You can also go to the website. If you go to lifepointohio.com/watch, that'll take you straight to the stream. Also, if you on Sundays, and then also through the week, you can go to lifepointohio.com/coronavirus, and that'll give you some updates as far as just church-wide information that you need to know as we navigate this together. On Sunday, we talked about the triumphal entry of Jesus, right, Sunday and then into Monday, as Jesus is coming into Jerusalem, and he comes. It's a very famous passage, but I'll read it to you. It says, the next day, this is in John chapter 12, the next day, the great crowd that had come for the festival heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. They took palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel." And Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, as it is written, "Do not be afraid, daughter Zion. See, your king is coming, seated on a donkey's colt." It says, at first, his disciples did not understand all this. Only after Jesus was glorified did they realize that these things had been written down about him and that these things had been done to him. And I want to hone in on this moment, you know, where the people are calling out Hosanna, right? Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel. And then there's this quote from in verse 15, "Do not be afraid, daughter Zion." It says, "As it is written, do not be afraid, daughter Zion. See, your king is coming, seated on a donkey's colt." Now, this moment is what we call the triumphal entry. It's during the festival of Passover, when the Jews were celebrating what God had done by rescuing them out of Egypt. He had passed over the firstborn of Israel when he killed the firstborn of Egypt. It's probably the most significant moment pre-Jesus in the life of God's people. So they're having a week-long festival to celebrate this. But I think what's fascinating is as Jesus comes in, John, right, this New Testament author says, "As it is written," and he quotes a prophecy from Zechariah. Zechariah was a prophet in Israel hundreds of years before Jesus is ever on the scene. And he says, right, "Do not be afraid, daughter Zion." That's referring to Jerusalem there and to the people of God. He says, "See, your king is coming, seated on a donkey's colt." And of course, that's exactly what happens, is that the king, Jesus the king, comes in riding on this donkey's colt. And this is one of those moments where you see, and there are many moments in scripture like this, but you see the foreknowledge of God, that God spoke through the prophet Zechariah hundreds of years before Jesus was ever born, hundreds of years before he ever came onto earth, about this moment hundreds of years later, when Jesus would roll into Jerusalem as king, seated on a donkey's colt. And I think that it's such a good reminder that God is completely sovereign. God is completely all-knowing. He is able to see the future. He knows he exists outside of time and space. And what is future to us is not really future to him. He sees it all. He knows what's going to happen. And not only that, not only does he know, but he's in control of all events. I mean, the crucifixion itself is part of the plan of God. The crucifixion and resurrection is not an accident. It's not an unforeseen tragedy that somehow God managed to turn for good. It was always the plan to send Jesus for sinners, right? This is what the New Testament says. In this is love, that while we were still sinners, right, God demonstrates his love for us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. That is purposeful by God. He shows his love for us by sending Jesus with the purpose of going to the cross, dying on the cross for our sins, and then raising him from the grave. And you see foretellings of that all throughout the Old Testament. these prophecies about Jesus and the coming of Jesus and the significance of what he would do. If you've never read Isaiah 53, I'd encourage you to take time to read it this week. And you see just this in detail prophecy about what Jesus would do. And the reason I'm honing in on that and kind of hammering it in is I think in times like these and what we're experiencing right now, where there's just a lot of questions about the future, what's going to happen? How, you know, what is this going to do to the economy? Am I going to get sick, right? How many people are going to die? And obviously we're praying right against those things. We're praying that the Lord would protect. We're praying that God would be glorified in all this, and that the church would step forward, and that the Lord would be merciful, and that ultimately this would work. Even this would work all for our good. But I think the reason that we can trust and have hope, and as Dean said on Sunday, fight fear with faith and hysteria with hope, is that we know we have a God who is completely in control. We know we have a God who is not surprised by this, that he is in control of all things. And sometimes we don't understand why he does what he does, but we know that he's good. We know what Romans 8:28 says, that he's able to work all things to the good of those who love him and those who are called according to his purpose. And so we can trust him. We don't have to fear what the future holds. We don't have to fear what the next few weeks hold or few months hold. We can lean into the Lord. And I've been reading in my personal time through the Psalms, and one of the things that the psalmists and David in particular just keeps coming back to over and over and over. If I've seen it once, I've now seen it 100 times, and that is him saying, "Blessed is the man who finds his refuge in the Lord." He says it in a lot of different ways. The Lord is our rock. The Lord is our stronghold. The Lord is our refuge. He is our hiding place. We take refuge in the shadow of his wings. But it's just this idea that anything else is sinking sand, right? All other ground is sinking sand. It is on Christ, the solid rock, I stand. He, the Lord, is our refuge, our ever-present help in time of need. And so in this time where so many of the things that I think we felt like, where we often feel we just take it for granted and we feel like are very stable, right? Businesses and commerce and travel and all these things that now are in a lot of ways being stripped away. I think we see how fragile it all is, and in a lot of ways how temporary it all is. We know that behind it all, above it all, is an eternal God who governs the world, and he is good, and he is our hope and our shelter. I want to pray just for you this morning, and then I want to encourage you to take some time and pray for yourself. Heavenly Father, Lord, let us take our refuge in you. Let us see passages like this where you speak of things hundreds of years yet to come, because God, you know, and because God, you're in control. And Lord, let that encourage our hearts and remind us that you are an all-knowing, all-powerful, sovereign, good God, that you hold the world in your hands, you hold our lives in your hands, and we have no reason to fear, Father. We can put our faith in you, we can trust you, and I pray, Father, that in these next weeks, these coming weeks and coming months, Lord, no matter what it holds, that we would find our refuge, our help in you, and we would stand upon you, the solid rock. God, keep our eyes open for the needs around us. Help us to be the church, as Dean said, not to backpedal, but to lean in, to move forward, to be the hands and feet of Jesus in this time and to point people to you. God, I ask that in Jesus' name, amen. Take some time just to pray for yourself, for your family. And I would encourage you also to be praying for your one, that one person that you're asking the Lord to bring to himself. Take some time and pray. Thanks so much for joining us for the LifePoint Drivecast. God bless you. Have a great rest of the day, and we hope you'll tune in with us again tomorrow morning.